En vanmorgen hier op Lekker Huis gaan tyd program op Lekker FM 98.3 gesels ek so 'n bietjie met Joseph Clark. En ons gesels so 'n bietjie oor sy musiek, sy dinge. Weet, kyk uit natuurlik 'n liedjie uit wat geskryf is deur dieselfde ou wat saam met Freddie Mercury geskryf het ook aan sy musiek natuurlik Queen, as jy kan reg onthou. Joseph, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, and how are you today?
I'm doing very, very well, Joseph. Thank you very much. It's nice having you on the show and talking about your new music and stuff as well. But Joseph, just quickly, for the listeners that doesn't know you and doesn't know what you're doing, just quickly to give us a rundown. Where did everything started for you? When did you decide, listen, music is what I want to do?
Well, music has kind of always been in my family. So I was singing when I was very, very young. We had a very musical family. My mother was a local DJ.
Okay.
In Amarillo, Texas, which is where I was born and raised. And I have two older brothers, and she used to have the three of us on her program, like at Christmas time or at Easter or Thanksgiving, and we would, because she was quite a good piano player, so we would sit around a grand piano that was in the big sound studio there that where she did her radio broadcast, and we used to sit and sing songs and stuff. So it's kind of always been with me. Yeah.
Oh, great. And I mean, if people want to go and follow you, they can go to your website as well. See, you've got a very nice website with all the information there. So people can go to your website, Joseph Clark. .co.za as well. They can have a look there. And I see, listen, you had awards given to you, nominations and everything. Huge, huge stuff. But tell us a bit more about you have a song that's been written for you. One of the guys that's been writing with the legendary Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that was a great surprise. And the lyricist's name is David Solms, and he lives in London, and he wrote some lyrics for Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. He was a composer, and he asked him to come and write lyrics for a show that he was doing.
Okay.
It was a London West End show called Time.
Yeah.
And so David came in and wrote, and he wrote this one particular song called In My Defense, which is kind of the main song that kind of ends this musical kind of thing. It was originally written for Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard was playing the part.
Okay.
And before they went into physical production, Dave Clark wanted to do an album like a demo album, and used big stars. And he just by chance, I heard him actually interviewed, and he said he thought that Freddie would never do it, but he just called anyway. He got in touch with Freddie, and he said, "We've got this song. I'm doing this concept album, and I want you to sing this one particular song because it's a really powerful song. And would you do it?" And he said he was very surprised, but Freddie said, "Yes, absolutely, I'll do it. Just send it to me and let me listen to it." And so he listened to it, and Freddie went on to record it, not only for the concept album, but he also included it in his one and only big solo album that he did. So David got to meet him. And it was quite a major thing for David Solms to have Freddie Mercury include his song on his solo album.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm not making it too long of a story. But we were on tour in the Netherlands 2 years ago, and David contacted us. He contacted LZ actually. And said that he would like to come and see the show in the Netherlands because he heard that we were doing In My Defense, and we finished the show with that particular song. It's kind of a special kind of tag because it's not a Queen song, but we kind of wanted to kind of point, you know, the fact that, you know, Freddie's passed away and stuff, and he's still in the hearts and minds of people around the world and everything. So we would finish the show just with that particular number. And so he came to the Netherlands to see the show. And afterwards, he came back and he said, "That's the best version of that song I've ever heard, besides Freddie." Oh, and he says, "A lot of people have done that song," and he said, "but nobody comes close to what you did with this song." So that was a great, a great thing for me personally and for the band and everything. So then he contacted me. We went on with our tour, and then he contacted me and said he was going to come and see our last two shows in the Netherlands before we came back to South Africa. Wow. And before the show, while we were in the dressing room and stuff, he came back and he gave me a sheet of lyrics. And he said, "This is, I'm giving this song to you." He said, "I wrote this song about Freddie, as a tribute to him. And, I didn't know who to give it to. I had considered some other kind of clean cover bands and stuff like that." He says, "But I want you to have this, and I want you to write the music to it and do whatever you want to with it." So I was like, "Oh, wow." And I was kind of a bit speechless. And then we did the shows and everything. We said our goodbyes and everything. And we came back to South Africa, and I had it in my suitcase, those lyrics, and I didn't think about it. And then in that January of 2023, I discovered it again, and I said, "Oh, I must actually do something with this." And I went through the lyrics, and the song came to me in like 45 minutes, the entire song. And it's not just a straightforward song. What I've done is I've taken bits of pastiche from all of Queen's songs, from Bohemian Rhapsody to Killer Queen to this to that to One Vision to this, and I literally just molded this song in 45 minutes. That's what the lyrics told me and everything. So and then it premiered at the Montreux Festival that August, the end of August. It premiered. I did a quick short video of it, and David was there talking about his song and about his relationship with Freddie Mercury and how he met, because they have the Montreux Festival has a Freddie Mercury special kind of a part of it, and he premiered it. He showed the video and premiered the song to the Montreux Jazz Festival. So that was
that's quite awesome, man. And you're doing some of the covers now at Centurion Theatre on the 21st of April, on the Sunday, 3 o'clock, I see. And there's you're going to do like all those covers of Bryan Adams, The Eagles, Freddie Mercury, obviously, Muse, Elton John, Louis Capaldi, Billy Joel. There's a lot to actually name. Neil Diamond, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles. And people can actually book the tickets at Quicket for 220 Rand.
That's right. I'm actually looking forward to it. It's so nice to be to kind of maybe step away from Queen's music a little bit now, because that has been, it's not all I sing, but that's kind of been the main kind of thing. And this is the nice thing about this is I'm working hard now, because most of the songs, probably about 75% of the songs that are in this show, I've never sung before. Yeah. So and I'm playing them also on the piano. So I'm doing, I'm going full steam, just trying to get ready for this. But it's such great music. It's so nice to do such a variety and wide variety of things. And some of these new songs, that are kind of new even for today, people. It's just fantastic, for me to tackle them and do them and everything. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the listeners can get their tickets at Quicket for this show as well at the Centurion Theatre. Joseph, it was very nice speaking to you. It was nice having you on the show and quickly talk about this. But thank you very much for your time, and thanks for talking to us.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, and thanks to your listeners, and thanks for letting me go on to my long story about that song.
No, it's 100%.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I tend to go off a little bit on a tangent, but It was quite an important thing for me as a, you know, as a professional singer to be able to be contacted with that and to be able to do something like that. So
definitely.
Yeah. It was great. So thank you very much, Shane. You have a
big pleasure. Thank you very much, Joseph. Appreciate it.
And enjoy the rest of the afternoon and also your listeners. Thanks, everybody.
We'll do so. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.